standing on the corner at midnight.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. 7:40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We are under a severe thunderstorm watch today until 11 a.m., but it's going to be, I mean, all day and all night, basically. And the storm north of us at the borders of Alabama and Florida is just enormous, and it's going to affect us later on today. Joining us now by phone, we have former State Senate President Don Gates. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. It's been a minute.
Hey, it has, and thanks for lowering your standards to have me on.
Sir, I will lower my standards for you any day.
You're a great man. You're a great man.
On Thursday, we had a candidate announce that she is running for as a Democrat for the office that I think you previously had been the only person announced that you were running, of course, as a Republican. And I wanted to give you, obviously, equal time to, talk about your candidacy and what you've been doing. Why on earth would you want to do this again, sir? Why?
Well, that's a great question. And when I got sort of dragooned into it by people who were calling me and asking me to run, a friend of mine said, "Look, my wife's going to give you a maximum contribution. I'm giving you a maximum contribution, but I'm slipping an extra $300 into the envelope that I want you to use for a psych evaluation."
What did they find?
What do they find? Well, I can't reveal that right now.
Right.
Until Joe Biden and Donald Trump reveal all of their past medical history, I can't let you know what it said. But let's put it this way. I'm not running for the Senate again because I need another notch on my gun or I need to fill out a resume. The people of Northwest Florida have already been so kind to me and trusted me with the highest offices that they could. But the people who've come to me and asked me to run, and I really had no intention of doing it, have been people all across the political spectrum and all across the demographic and economic spectrum. And frankly, they're concerned about Florida being a low tax state and Florida being a free state. But Florida is becoming, for many people, an unaffordable state. And with Senator Broxton leaving, and gosh, nobody can fill his shoes, he's done a great job for Northwest Florida. I guess a lot of people felt that with my experience, perhaps my understanding of issues, that I could help with some of these affordability issues like energy costs and housing costs and property insurance costs, if you can get property insurance.
Right.
And these are issues that fall within the jurisdiction of the Florida Senate, and they're difficult issues. They're not sexy. They're not issues that, you know, you're able to get a headline for. But I'm not doing this because I need another headline. I'm doing it because, I talked to a guy yesterday who told me that he lives up very close to the Alabama border. He lives about as far away from salt water as you can get and still be in Florida. And he said last year his property insurance premium doubled. And this year it doubled.
Yeah.
And then he got the notice that it was canceled and he has never, ever filed a claim. A commercial insured, a guy who's got rental properties, who works to develop commercial areas. He talked to me a few days ago and said, last year my insurance doubled. This year my insurance doubled. Are you getting a theme here? And he said, and we've never had a claim for 15 years. And so that's a problem that's difficult, but it's got to have the egg on scrambled. We've got to find out why some of the property insurance decisions are being made by the state insurance commissioner, why the rates are being set that way. Because when you add property insurance costs to the dramatically increased costs of housing, and you add that to the increased cost of energy, you're making it dang tough for people to live in our area. And you're making it difficult for people to live in the communities that they work.
Yeah, no, and I, we hear these I mean, I see this on myself, but we hear this from everybody. It's a combination of both of those things, as you said. And as you said, you know, who else is in a position to help to work on this other than the state legislature? So the question is going to be, you know, sort of what solutions can we find for that and how can we make that work? Former Senate President Don Gates, now candidate Gates again, out there knocking on doors in preparation for a primary and then a general election as a Republican. Don, it is always good to talk to you. Congratulations on a new addition to the family, and thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, absolutely. We're delighted to have a grandchild. It's one more reason to run for the Senate because we owe an obligation not to our kids, but also to our grandkids. And I hope to be able to make my case to the voters of Northwest Florida, and if they feel that my experience might be of value, I'd be happy to serve again. Again, not for another notch on my gun, but because I think I could be helpful with the issues that are really kitchen table issues for the people of our area.
Well, I always appreciate, and I say this to anybody who is a candidate, I always appreciate when people participate in a process that I want nothing to do with other than to talk about it on the radio. Former Senator Don Gates, thanks as always for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a million, Andrew.